The Prophetic Gift in the Gospel Church, Chapter 5, The Gift of Prophecy and the Scriptures. Proving the Gift. There is no surer way to prove a prophetic gift than by comparing it with the description of such gifts as were manifested in Scripture times, and testing it by the rules therein given. There are 7 complete rules given in the Scriptures by which we may know a genuine gift of prophecy. These are noted in the 2nd part of this book. The gifts, and especially the gift of prophecy, have a part to act in bringing the church into unity and harmony. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. In fact, the gathering of a people from the confused elements of earth and the various nations of the world to move forward as one is one of the best evidences of a genuine work of the Lord. The true gift of prophecy will not give any revelation to take the place of the Scriptures. While it may shed light on the Scriptures, leading the people into the unity of the faith, its great work will be that of counsel and instructions how to live, act, and move in these last days of peril. Conclusion. The question may arise, what need have we of the gift of prophecy? We have the Old Testament, the words of Christ and his apostles, and the revelation. Did not Christ forbid more prophesying when he said, "If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book"? Revelation 22, verse 18. We reply, should the Lord bestow the gift of prophecy upon a person for the instruction and guidance of his people, it would not be an addition to the book of Revelation. After the Lord had spoken from Sinai and given the law to his people with statutes and judgments, they might have said, "We have the Lord's word now and do not need prophets." The Lord knew best. And, as we have seen, he multiplied visions and similitudes by his prophets for the instruction of that people. This did not add to nor take from that already given them, but it did show them where they were led astray by circumstances peculiar to their time. These revelations shed also a clearer luster on the truths they had already received, and made bright the light relating to the promised Messiah and his glory. With the subject of the gifts opened before us in the Scriptures, with the fact so plainly manifest that the gift of prophecy is to be connected with the last work of God's people in probationary time, and with rules placed in our hands by which to test such gifts, is it not important that the mind be divested of prejudice, not despising such a gift, but, on the contrary, looking for a work of this character that is to be developed in these last days?